XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Right then, it's the the XFM Breakfast Show podcast. Hello, if you're listening to it, thanks for downloading it, obviously. So, well, it's intern Cornelius here, a regular podcast listeners will know is our intern called Cornelius. And he leaves now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Last one.
Off to pastures new, Cornelius.
Mm-hmm. Radio One.
And that's lovely. But it's all right, because intern Lucy is also on her last day with us. By default. Intern Lucy. Hello.
Hello.
What's it? Oh, hello. You're a bit bit Leslie Phillips there, didn't you?
I always found a weird accent for this.
What happened? Oh, hello. Say ding dong. Ding dong.
Ding dong.
See? Leslie Phillips. It's weird. It's better than your red pudding.
Well, I could have done that if someone had told me.
Initiative.
Yeah.
So what's in the podcast, Lucy?
We've got a special announcement from Hosier. We have a...
Well, redo that.
Oh, no.
Just so we've got a special announcement.
Okay. Right. Let's do that again.
You're leaving all this in. This is now behind the scenes of how it works. Is it that you heard there, you actually heard the torch being passed, the baton being passed to Lucy from Intercolonies explaining... No, you gave that away there. Oh, to be fair, she didn't, because I don't even know what she's talking about, and I was probably there.
You were.
I don't remember an announcement from Hosier.
On Monday.
What, you're the just going to put a bit...
No, because it's a funny bit with Jose Mourinho and you've got them. Well, we're not putting it in now because it's completely ruined.
Put it in!
Should we just
put
that one
people
out?
Want to hear it. No, don't put it in. It's fine. People want to hear that.
It is funny.
Well, there you go then.
That's now, because
it will. It'll be fine. Just leave it. What else, Lucy?
We've got Game of Georges.
Game of Georges. Yeah. That worked. Why did you even call it? Oh, it's St. George's Day. That's right. Yeah, so there was a Game of Georges.
Yep.
Because Dave said Game of Thrones was fashionable or something.
Yeah.
All right.
We have a special Spotted for the Cream having birthday fun.
Yes, the Queen's birthday. Good, yeah.
We have a game of band or record label.
Yep.
And we even had our own global marathon.
Yes, we did.
And Doris the Nun returned to talk about her cocaine habits.
No idea what she's talking about now. So, anyone got any final words? Anyone else want to say?
Nah. What's the point?
Roll the podcast.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
And here we go, Wednesday Lou. Here we go, Wednesday La, with your state of the art XFM Breakfast Show. Of course, that very much depends on your definition of state of the art. I mean, it could mean bristling with hipness, it could mean up to date, it could mean cutting edge, or of course it could refer to the state of the art vis-a-vis Tracy Emin's famous unmade bed. As in, look at the state of the art. It's disgusting, it's all covered in used tissues, and worse, and it smells, it's a mess. I'll leave you to decide which one of those the XFM Breakfast Show fits into the category of. Clue, it's the latter.
XFM.
Well, producer Dave, regular listeners, will know that our producer Dave, has been away for 2 weeks. He has been on his honeymoon for 2 weeks ago. You may recall he got married. But you're back. Lovely day, wasn't it? Lovely day.
It was a great day.
It was a great day.
It was brilliant.
Interesting, because the evening was fun as well, wasn't it? Because what was happening in the evening was there were lots of guest DJs, weren't there, at the wedding, Dave?
Yeah.
A lot of people got... producer Simon... off the show, he got a slot, didn't he?
He was like great. That. He was really good.
He was very good. Yeah. Santa Templeton.
Yep. I played.
You played a DJ set,
yeah,
didn't you?
Standout set.
Thanks.
Other people from XFM played sets, didn't they?
Yeah.
But you didn't ask me, did you, Dave? Didn't ask me to do my 20 minutes or whatever, a tight 20.
No.
Of my DJing set, and you didn't. For some reason, you didn't ask me to.
I just didn't think your style would have quite suit the wedding. Santa did a great job, played the hits that everyone did know and love.
Like what?
Well, you know, from Kaiser Chiefs to some Stone Roses to Rolling Stones, it was a lovely mix of old and new.
Yeah, but everyone did that. Right?
No,
and I could have come in, couldn't I, with I've got some records.
You would have played stuff like early Magnum, Saxon, Def Leppard and Poison.
Yeah.
And it's not, it wasn't really that kind of wedding.
What I'm saying is, it could have been so much more, couldn't it? It could have been. You know, who doesn't
played
want
the dance floor.
Who doesn't want to hear 747 brackets, Strangers in the Night, close brackets, by Saxon? Who doesn't want to hear that?
I don't even know what that means.
Just didn't get a chance. Even your 3-year-old nephew got a turn. I was sitting at the back and he was on there playing. I was just like, come on! Clutching my records to myself that no one wanted.
Aww.
Showing everyone the gatefold sleeve of Magnums on a Storyteller's Night.
Yeah, it's weird that you bought that with you.
Well, you know, I thought in case in an emergency, break the glass.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
And good morning to you as we now, like Ed Miliband's election battle bus getting mobbed by girls on a hen night. So we now rush at your Tuesday morning armed not with selfies and amusing novelty head-worn plastic gentlemen's willy areas and L plates, but with an amusing novelty plastic XFM breakfast show.
XFM.
Well, you're joining us just on the cusp of a game of banned or stupidly named record label. It was Record Store Day on Saturday, of course. So, apropos of that, for tickets to see the Vaccines, there is someone on the telephone, picked from the thousands of entries. His name is Lawrence. Good morning to you, Lawrence.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, Lawrence. How are you? You well? You good this Monday morning, Lawrence?
I've felt better. Marginally hungover, but...
Okay, well, that's a good way to start the week, certainly. Let's see if we can intrude on your hangover with tickets to see the Vaccines. Good, well, hopefully so. It's O2 Academy, Brixton. It's not till November, Lawrence, so you'll have to keep drinking till then.
Oh, what a shame.
And it's going to be banned or stupidly named record label. What do you do, Lawrence?
A security engineer and a football coach.
And a football coach. Oh, well, very good. And where do you coach football?
A couple of junior teams. Pottersbury United.
Pottersbury United, fifth in the table. On 20 points, on 20 points.
That's the under-14s. Under-9s are doing good for me.
Look at that. God, I'm so up on my football. Anyway, Lawrence, this is how it's going to work. I'm going to call out something. It's either a band or a stupidly named record label, all right? You'll be playing against Santa. Good morning, Santa.
Good morning.
And should you score highly, Lawrence, you'll be going to see the Vaccines. Let's play. Band or stupidly named record label, Lawrence and Santa, of course, alphabetical order, Santa first. Santa, band or record label, Mother Fuzzer. Mother Fuzzer.
Band.
It's a record label, would you please? Lawrence, band or record label, Alien Love Child.
Record label.
Is a band. It's the side project of the Grammy Award-winning guitarist, Eric Johnson, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Triple Nip, Santa, Triple Nip.
Band.
Is a band, is right. Delicious Bowels Army. Lawrence, Delicious Bowels Army.
Record label.
Is a record label, yes. Poontangler.
Band.
Is a band, yes. They describe themselves on Facebook. They say, imagine the Georgia Satellites playing Motorhead covers.
Sounds great.
Sounds brilliant, doesn't it? Excellent. Lawrence, Bloated Sasquatch Beer Theatre Audio.
It's got to be a band, isn't it?
It's a record label.
Oh.
It's a record label. Santa, burning... Oh, no, sorry. Burping Turd. Burping Turd.
Record label.
Yes, specialising in cassettes. There you go. Burning Turd is something very different. Yeah. Well, I was left on my boss Chris's doorstep. And finally, Lawrence, band or record label, Lick My Deck.
Record label.
Is a record label, is the right answer. Producer Dave, what are the scores?
It was 3-3.
3-3?
Yeah.
I think, does that mean that Lawrence scored highly enough to go to see the Vaccines at the O2 Academy Brixton in November?
Just about, yes.
Congratulations, Lawrence.
Three.
Well done. Well done to you. Thank you. And I think, as we all know, that's entertainment.
See how I got into the song.
Watch and learn, intern Cornelius.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM News.
The Sun claims to have found traces of cocaine in the toilets at 50% of the bingo halls it tested, showing a growing number of pensioners in the UK are now taking the drug on nights out, or as the tabloid's headline puts it, bingo biddies bongoed on Bolivian blow.
To be fair, though, with the new pension rules, you can take your money out, and spend it on whatever you like.
Yeah,
so they've obviously
straight up their noses.
They've just gone marching powder mad.
Dry and mainly cloudy today with a high of 13 degrees from Global's newsroom.
Oh, well, it's a bit cooler, hasn't it, Doris?
It has, yes.
It's turned a bit cooler, hasn't it, now, Doris?
I just turned the central heating off.
I know what you mean. It's the spring. I've had to turn the central heating myself.
I don't know whether I'm coming and going. I said to Frank the other day, I don't know whether I'm coming and going.
Do you want to come into my house? I've got a line here the size of a baby's arm.
It's the immersion arm.
So I had to correct somebody yesterday. I mean, I don't like to correct people when I'm absolutely right. I mean, you know. I mean, who does?
Really?
All right, okay. I'm not a grammar pedant, no. But something I noticed, right, that I hadn't... it sort of had been in the back of my mind to do, but I hadn't ever voiced it out loud before because it hadn't really come to the fore. Let me explain. So, you know, like, everyday phrases that people say, well-known phrases... Well, I suddenly noticed that my wife was getting one wrong and had been doing for years, but I'd sort of let it go, right? But for some reason yesterday, I felt compelled to go, what are you even saying? Right. So, turns out she has always said and thinks the phrase is keeping the wool from the door.
The wool.
As in knitting.
Oh, the wool.
Yeah.
Keeping the wool from the door.
That'll keep the wool from the door. And I had to go, no, look, it's wolf. It's wolf, isn't it? Keeping the wolf from the door, not keeping the wool. What's the point in keeping wool away from a door? I mean, I get wolf. Mm. That makes sense. Think about, even down to the story of the three little pigs, it works.
Yeah.
Not wool. Pigs don't have an aversion to that, do they?
No.
Well, they don't necessarily store pigs next to sheep. But, you know what I mean? I mean, it's keeping the wool from the door.
Yeah. It's like when everyone gets it wrong when they say damp squid. I hear that all the time.
Exactly.
But it's squib.
It's squib.
Yeah.
It's a damp squib. It won't work. A squib being a pyrotechnic, if it's damp, it won't work. Squids are living the sea. They're always bloody damp. Therefore, it's not out of the ordinary, is it? What's the point of using that as a phrase? Oh, that's like a damp squid. What? Oh, so it's just normal then? Doesn't make any sense. It's not as bad as Dave's though, isn't it?
Well,
producer Dave.
I only figured out last week that the song Row, Row, Row Your Boat, you know the line where it says, life is but a dream?
I can see where this is going.
I genuinely thought until last week when for some reason we were singing it, me and my wife.
Why were you singing that?
I don't know.
Is this bedtime fun?
Yeah.
Hello, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Your honeymoon is weird.
It was rock and roll.
Merrily, 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 merrily.
We know how to have fun.
That's conjured up an image I didn't want.
Anyway, back on point.
Yes.
Life is but a dream. I thought it was life is but a dream.
Like butter?
Yeah, like butter that you'd spread on your toast. But it's actually but at dream.
Why?
Genuinely, until last week, I thought that was what it was.
A butter dream.
Yeah.
I think I thought it was as a teenager. So this morning's texting is very simple. It's phrase, well-known phrases that you or somebody you know has got wrong.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Showbiz Tossip as well this morning, on the way, arriving like an unwanted pregnancy into your day from out of the tabloids. Stories that aren't stories. Spotted, Matt, spotted.
Spotted.
Producer Dave.
Spotted.
Spotted intern Cornelius.
Spotted.
Her Majesty the Queen, celebrating her birthday, which was on Tuesday, with a party for all her friends. There was jelly and ermine to eat, wasn't there? And gold to eat, lovely. A game of pin the accident on the paparazzi. Remember that? And then she was spotted throwing a wobbly and passed by the Queen and ended up in the hands of Grand Duke Henri of Luxembourg. She was kicking and screaming, the Queen, and hurling the birthday cake at the Japanese Emperor Akihito, and then threatened to set fire to Sultan Qaboo bin Sayed of Oman using the birthday candles. The Queen shouting, "The game doesn't count because it's not even my official birthday!" Before storming out of a birthday party with cake all down her dress. Spotted!
XFM.
It is a Tuesday, but that has not stopped the papers from printing stories that are not stories. Of course it doesn't, because it happens every day. That is the point of the Chaff News Desk, where we do you a service. We go through the papers so you don't have to. Pulling out the stories that are nothing of the kind. Like on the front of it this morning, just on, you know, on the bit, this big news, you know, that the terrible stories about the migrants and the overturned boats in the Mediterranean. There's obviously stories of scaremongering stories about various parties. But also, they've still found room for the front pages to tell us that Davina McCall has a way to get yourself a bikini body in 5 weeks, and that's what passes for front page news. However, also passing for news, and it's being sieved from the news wheat, comes this news chaff, courtesy of Sunter, on the Chaff News Desk.
Hello.
Hello there. What have you?
Right, shocking hashtag Kylie Jenner challenge lip boosting trend goes viral.
You lost me at shocking.
Yeah.
I'll admit I have no idea what the hell the rest of that
is. So, people are trying to emulate the reality star's big lips.
Who is this? Who's Kylie Jenner?
I don't know. Apparently she's something to do with the Kardashians.
And she's got big lips.
She's got big
lips. Is that her thing?
Yep.
Right, fine, carry on.
And hashtag Kylie Jenner challenge has been trending on Twitter. So people are trying to give themselves DIY lip jobs by using a bottle top. And you put it on your lips and you suck the air out and it causes your lips to swell up. But I've been looking at this on Twitter, yeah, on the hashtag, and it looks horrific. It's not very nice.
So what do you mean? You put your lips into the bottle?
Into the bottle top, like, yeah, a bottle lid.
Yeah.
Or a small glass.
Yeah. And then...
Yep.
And it pushes the blood forward to the lip and it makes it all swell up.
Yep.
Is this what Leslie Ash did that time?
Maybe.
That could be an explanation, yeah, for it. There are a lot of other rumours about how that happened, but this could be the one.
Yep.
Maybe she was the first. Do you think Eamon Holmes put his old face in there? I think that's what... I think that would explain it, wouldn't it? Because he's got a big... I've just seen him on Sky News there. He's a big, big fat face, isn't he? I was wondering, perhaps he's got his head stuck in a...
Maybe.
It's just an idle thought.
I should say that experts say this is really dangerous, don't do it.
Well, it does look horrific.
Yeah.
I mean, it's and how long does it take to subside once you've done the...
Ages,
the
by the looks of it.
Yeah.
He's just left with, like, a horrible big bruised mouth.
This is the kids now. The kids, this is the new thing, isn't it? The kids, what's wrong with the kids now? Honestly, they're just...
All right, Grandad, come on.
All right, come on. Really? I mean, you know, what should we do? Let's push our faces into the top of a bottle and make it all swell up and... Mm. It's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, you know, the kit, honestly. I might do it with Little Jonathan.
No,
but it seems to work, doesn't it? You know, I could put Little Jonathan in the top of a bottle and, you know, it'll go... Basically, I'm saying I'd be Big Jonathan. I've seen that. And afterwards, I would feel...
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast. XFM.
And this morning, phrases that you or someone else has always misunderstood slightly that you've got wrong for years. Dave, we just learned, thought it was "life is butter" dream in the song "Row Row Row Your Boat." And staying with butter, this is from Jenny. "Hi John, we had quite an important person come to see our school and one of my colleagues was getting nervous, so another teacher reassured her by saying, 'He is butter man.' She must understood and wrote the word 'Welcome butter man.'" Welcome butter man. Butter man. Like he's some sort of superhero who's been smeared with radioactive butter and has now got the power of butter. "Welcome butter man" on the staff room whiteboard, and then ended up having to explain the whole thing to our important guest.
XFM.
The brand new news of XFM presents. Now this is, as you know, we take a big act. A big act, and I mean big. And we let them play in a tiny venue. And we invite you to come to watch it. That is an XFM thing. It's what we do. It's XFM Presents. Big act playing in a tiny venue. Now, officially now, we are allowed to announce this morning. Some just little clues for you. This act, this... this man, first clue man, has had a very good 2015 so far. This act is Portuguese. Two clues there. Criticised for his boring style of play. Often an outspoken and controversial figure. Who can it be? Who can it be? I think probably going to have a very big hit later on this year when he wins the Premier League. We are What?
What is it? What? Who are you about to announce?
Jose Mourinho playing. Because what we got? I got an email.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't read it properly, and it just said announce Jose, and I thought, well, I'd big him up, and what I'd do was just find some of his hits there. Because I thought, imagine seeing Chelsea, big act, aren't they, playing in a tiny venue? Imagine Chelsea playing a match in like the garage in Islington or somewhere like that, the bar flight. Imagine that.
Yeah.
No. Imagine that. What, getting people? It'd be amazing, wouldn't it? That.
I think that was my.
Wouldn't
I
it
think
be
that,
amazing?
Yes. Yeah,
Chelsea, all the way for stadium. Stadium act today. It's a stadium-sized act, and then we're playing for example a tiny, little venue. That's what we do best, isn't it?
I think there might have been a spelling mistake on the email. No, it's the. You just have a look at that one.
XFM presents.
Oh, it's Hosier.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what.
Which makes more sense,
makes
doesn't it?
More now you said. Because I was thinking, well, we're not really a sports station, are we? I thought I got the email from TalkSport or something by accident. What a terrible, terrible things have happened. God, I'm so embarrassed now.
But Jose has also had a great 2015, so...
Is he Portuguese?
No, he's not. No, he's Irish.
Has he been criticised for his boring style of play?
No.
Has he, is he an outspoken and controversial figure by this?
Might be, I don't know.
You might be when he hears this.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
And, yeah, well, as they're in the news, this morning on the programme, we are opening the XFM Food Bank. It works very much like this. You come along and borrow a slice of bread or maybe a tin of spaghetti hoops or something, and then you've basically got 30 days to pay it back. But because the interest rates are so high, you actually have to give us back hundreds of loaves of artisan bread and some fresh Italian pasta, and if you don't, we'll break your legs. It's a sort of payday loan company food bank, only on XFM.
XFM.
And this morning, this is because for years my wife would say, "You've got to keep the wool from the door, not the wolf, the wool." So knitting was an issue, and I finally had to call her out on it last night. So it's misunderstood phrases, really, that you've got wrong for years. Stephen Thurrock says, "Hi, John, did your wife get confused with the phrase having the wolf pulled over her eye?" I think I'll leave our bedroom antics to ourselves, actually, Stephen Thurrock. We've all got nicknames for it. What? Does it make any sense? Right, what's this? Could you clear up the saying, John? This is from Chris in Enfield. Clear up the saying. I can't be asked, or I can't be asked? This is a long, ongoing argument, says Chris back in Enfield. Well, I can tell you that it's been cleared up by Tom in Bow, who says, "I have an idiot friend who's always saying, I can't be asked, instead of I can't be asked. Yes, you can be asked at any point. It's I can't be asked." So I hope that clears it up for everybody. Yeah. What have you got there, son?
One here says, "Hi, John, and I'm going to stay anonymous because it will come clear. I've always thought until last year, I thought specific was pacific. The reason I'm staying anonymous is because I sit my GCSEs in 3 weeks and don't want to give my teachers a heart attack."
Yeah, I can see why it's pacific. Put that in the exam. Pacific. Hi, John, this is Sarah in Watford. My husband was convinced that on the popular programme of some years ago, Robot Wars, the announcer always said, "Robot ears ready," as though their ears had to be ready for the fight, rather than the word robot ears, which of course referred to the people controlling the robots. He's an idiot, Sarah says. I knew a guy who would always say, so annoying, this is Pete Bushy, so annoying, he would always say, "I couldn't get a word in edgeware."
XFM.
And also in the news, of course, more of those leaked
Sony emails, these I've just been reading seem to suggest that Ben Affleck, when asked to do one of those Who Do You Think You Are style programs, asked that producers hide his ancestry, his slave-owning ancestors, and he asked them to cover that up. I mean, yes, I can see why that would be embarrassing. Yeah, but let's think about it. This is a man who made that film Jiggly with J-Lo, isn't it? And that Daredevil movie. So it's hardly the worst thing. Slavery is hardly the worst thing you can associate with Ben Affleck, is it really?
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Time then for the largely irrelevant paper review this morning. Now, as ever, other media outlets at this time in the morning, you'll be familiar, I'm sure, with their paper reviews, but they all, to a man or lady, just simply go through the same ones, don't they? I mean, how unoriginal is that? They literally go through the same newspapers. I've seen them, you've seen them, on the television, on the sofa, with Eamon Holmes and the man and the lady ones off the BBC. There they are, leafing through The Guardian. Oh, look, who is it today? Oh, look, up there. Look, it's Mr. Tumble, Justin Fletcher, isn't it? There he is. Leafing through the papers, leaping through the Independent's coverage of the Grant Shapps alleged Wikipedia scandal and giving us his thoughts on it, Mr. Tumble. Probably doing it in sign language as well, isn't he? Yeah. To Eamon, like that. Mr. Tumble. And who's that there next to it? Who is that? My goodness me, it's former Chris Moyles from Radio 1 sidekick comedy Dave Vitti. Look at him on the sofa there. What's he doing? What's he doing there? He's looking through the Telegraph's front page news about the story of the sinking of the migrant boat, comedy Dave Vitti. It's the obvious fit, isn't it? Because that's what they do, isn't it? They get celebrities in to go through the papers. So do we, but I'm joined this morning by the celebrity newsreader Matt Dyson.
Yes, hello, Jonathan.
Hi there. We go through the largely irrelevant papers, the papers, the publications that no one else is bothering with this morning. Matt, what have you brought in?
Grassed Up, the biannual magazine with stories from the world of turf.
Very good.
A bargain at just £5. Page 2, the article is Sod Off, an expert guide from sodding expert James McAbee, it says here, in how to remove sodding turf when replacing your sodding lawn. Am I allowed to say that word? It sounds wrong when I'm reading
it. Yeah, well, of course, because it's the proper word for soil, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. I know.
You say sodding as much as you like in this context.
Good. Murph's Turfs is on page 9, the regular Grassed Up contributor, Wombat's lead singer Murph, once again bringing you his column where he discusses topsoil.
It's a must read.
As well, worth checking out.
It's a sodding must read, that.
Murph's Turf. Yeah, if you're into sodding, this is right up your street. Stain on the Backside, the final one I'm going to discuss on page 13.
Yes.
Stain on the Backside. Are you planning on surprising your spouse with a brand new lawn, but you're worried about keeping the secret? This article tells how best to remove grass stains so they'll never know what you're planning.
Well, I brought in, this is the magazine, it's £1.99, brings you all the latest in the world of excavation tools. It's called Diggers with Attitude. Page 4, they touch on music, the tracks you dig. The definitive chart, they've printed it, of the best songs that concern digging. You've gotten his Loppy's JCB song, obviously. Narrowly losing out on the top spot to the Mock Turtles, Can You Dig It?
Of course,
Motorhead's Ace of Spades coming a close third there. The tracks you dig, page 4. Page 8, A Grave Mistake. This an article, quite serious one actually, this. It's a roundup of the pitfalls of lacklustre digging. last week, of course, it was mines. This week, graves. What happens when your loved one is chucked in an inadequate hole? And page 31 is competition page. The competition is What's Up My Digger. It's the magazine's popular game.
That's what it's called.
It's called that. I'm just reading it out. It's called that. It's the magazine's popular game where readers are shown a photograph of a digger with its bucket raised, see?
Yeah.
For prizes. This month, the prize is a bucket and spade. And you have to guess what's up there in the digger.
Right. Yeah.
Last week, it was a toy digger. What will it be this week? That's the largely relevant paper review on XFM.
XFM.
Tory party chairman has denied allegations that he's edited the Wikipedia entries of other politicians. Grant Shapps is also accused of removing unflattering sections of his own entry.
Am I missing something about this Grant Shapps story, right? Because what's so bad about editing your own Wikipedia entry to take out stuff that's unflattering? What?
I thought everyone could just go on and
edit. Yeah, but what's so bad about mine? Someone put on mine once that I lived in Kettering with my childhood sweetheart Janice Long. Yeah. And we'd adopted a parrot. And I took that out. I was so bad about that.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
And this morning, we are looking for those misunderstood phrases that you or someone you know has just got wrong for years and now it just winds you up. For instance, this is from Jenny in Lincoln. John, my boyfriend seems to be confused by the phrase, so long as you're okay, right? He always says, and it always has, belongs you're okay. It winds me right up because he won't admit he's wrong and he claims it's a regional thing. The thing is, I'm from the same region. That's Lincoln. They do things funny in Lincoln. Yeah. My husband grew up believing... Now, this is one that I've done, and I didn't realise till I've just read this, right? My husband grew up believing there were lots of Wombles around because of the little break in the theme song to the Wombles that went, Wombles of Wimbledon, common are we.
Right.
That's what I thought. I thought it meant there were loads of Wombles, because they are common, the Wombles, aren't they?
Yeah.
Or that they went shopping in Lidl or something. That's what it meant.
Rob from Chelmsford says, my wife is 39, and up until this year, she thought that AD meant after dinosaurs.
That's good. My best friend had a really heavy night and emailed me at work the following day to say she needed a really hairy dog. I'm not really sure how long she's been saying it that way. Ben in Bracknell, I would like to say to everyone, the phrase is hold the fort, not hold down the fort. The fort is not an inflatable fort that will blow away if not weighed down. Very adamant about that.
Shelley in Thetford says, I used to think Elton John's song Tiny Dancer said, hold me close and tie me down, sir, for years.
That's wishful thinking is what that is. By the way, Duller's Dishwater or Ditchwater is one that's coming in. Is it Duller's Dishwater or Ditchwater, would you say?
I would have said ditch.
Dave, what would you say?
Dish. I always thought it was dish.
I can tell you that it's ditch. Both are in common usage, but ditch was first used in 1859 in the book Gaslight and Daylight by George Augustus Sala. In the phrase, how woefully tired and ditch-waterly dull they look. A little history lesson for you there.
I was just about to say that.
No, you weren't, because you thought it was dish.
Yes.
So don't try and get one over on me, Dave. And I rather like this. Eamon in Hackney. I used to go out with a girl called Helen, who misunderstood the phrase, your room looks like a bombs hit it. She thought bombs hit it was some sort of mucky and unkempt foreign backwater. Your room looks like bombs hit it. Where's that? I don't know. It's a mucky and unkempt foreign backwater, but your room looks like it.
XFM.
And good morning to you. It's, here we are then, very much involved in a Thursday now, aren't we? It's 6:10. It's the 23rd of April. St. George's Day. Shakespeare's birthday. My mum's birthday, actually. Good morning, mum, if you're listening. This is technically your greeting. Forgot to send the card. I imagine my mum, they'll be celebrating with my dad in the usual way. What they do is, he dresses as St. George, right, because it's St. George's Day as well, recites Shakespeare while rescuing my mum. It's bedroom role play, essentially. My mum's tied to the bed where she's being kept prisoner by the dog that my dad has glued cardboard scales onto to be a dragon. And my dad then comes into the bedroom dressed full in knight's costume, defeats the dog dragon and rescues mum. Yeah. And every year they do this. Our family goes to a lot of dogs as well because Dad insists on actually defeating it with a medieval lance. Families, eh?
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM. Music news.
Yes, and the musical rich list details are out ahead of the Sunday Times publishing the full thing on the weekend. And Sir Paul McCartney is top once again. Florence Welch on 12 million. I could go on, but, you know, basically let's hear from Ian Coxon, who's the editor of the rich list. He's told XFM the secret to the big bucks is to write the tunes as well as sing them.
She writes songs and she gets royalties from that, so the trick is to not just be a performer, but also to write material for yourself and for other people. Adele was involved in the writing of the theme tune for Skyfall, the Bond movie.
He sounds like Mr. Personality. Love to go to a dinner party with him.
I can see why they put him up for interview.
Yes, well, the interesting thing about the Richest is that Adele writes the songs as well as the horn.
Fascinating.
A very fascinating list. I'm quite obsessed with lists as it goes. I love a list, mate.
I've got a whole chunk of audio, 5 minutes and 31 seconds of him speaking. Ian Coxon, if you want to listen to that.
The interesting new entry at £70 million in the top 40 music millionaires is the DJ Calvin Harris, who's reputed to earn $1 million.
I love this guy.
For a performance.
How do you kind of...
Boring. Back to Coxon.
I mean, I love the way he just... His first sentence was, well, the interesting thing. Quite the opposite, Ian. The opposite.
I rather like the DJ Calvin Harris.
Who's his charisma, doesn't he? The editor of the Sunday Times Rich List. And, one other thing for you. Michael Eavis has said the identity of that final Glastonbury headliner is going to be revealed on the 1st of June.
He's 31, so he doesn't qualify for...
Ian Coxon is still going.
Yeah.
The 1st of June, that's when the big Sunday night headliner will be revealed.
1st of June.
And he's hinted that it might not just be one artist, it could be two. In other words, they couldn't get the one person that they wanted. So they're going to have two headliners.
Well, it might be Chaz and Dave.
That's
what he might mean.
Well, he's also said they're British.
Yes,
Chaz and Dave. You heard it here first.
Right, Chaz and Dave, confirmed, we'll take that.
Yeah.
As Sunday night headliners at Glastonbury.
Well done, yeah, brilliant. Is he still going?
Streams, with more than 1 billion streams with Spotify. He is. And his track, Summer, was the number one iTunes download in 40 territories last year.
XFM. Weird, misunderstood phrases. Things you've always said or someone you know's always said but absolutely got them slightly wrong. I have a mate, says Tim, on the way to work, who called those big refrigerator lorries articulated lorries because, quote, they're cold. It's articulated lorries, meaning semi-permanent or permanent swivel, of course, on the between the trailer and the tractor. Not arctic. Intern Cornelius also thought the phrase was all intensive purposes rather than all intents and purposes, an error shared by Sonne, who only realised when she or he saw it written down not long ago. And this I do like from Andy in Wanstead. A good friend of mine, who also has degrees, by the way, in English literature and English language, thought that instead of all of a sudden, it was Oliver Sudden. I didn't realise this until I received a text from her using it when questioned. She said she thought Oliver Sudden was a fictional old English character like Jack Frost. That traditionally jumped out and surprised you. Oh my God, quick, look out! It's Oliver Sudden!
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Thursday morning, St. George's Day, of course, 23rd of April. And to celebrate the day that, most people sort of do absolutely nothing for to celebrate their heritage, we thought we'd play a game, an inexplicably titled game of... Game of Georges. Now, you entered in your thousands a little while ago, but there can be only one picked at random on the line ready to play this morning. For tickets to see Wombats live is Lauren. Good morning, Lauren.
Hello.
Hello, Lauren. We're going to give you tickets to see the Wombats with a bit of luck. So it's a game of Georges. Now, it's going to work like this. I've got descriptions of various well-known Georges, right? St. George's Day, that's why. But what I'm going to do is describe the Georges, but you have to give me the answer, Lauren, to the previous George that I've described, okay? Which means you need to pay close attention to every description. So for tickets to see Wombats playing Alexandra Palace, let us play a game of Georges. Right, first question needs no answer, Lauren. Which television news presenting George is the sole anchor, I said anchor, of the BBC 6 o'clock news? That's question one. Here's where you start answering. Which George was an anthropomorphic hippo who was shy, pink and slightly camp?
George Alagaya.
Which,
yeah.
Which George was arrested in 1998 in a Beverly Hills park after engaging in a lewd act on his own in front of a police officer in a public restroom?
George from Rainbow?
Yes. Which George was the most powerful man in the world despite seemingly being as thick as pig cack?
George Michael?
Yes. Which George famously kissed the girls and made them cry?
I think that's George W. Bush.
Which George, while wearing a dressing gown, once went on television and meowed like a cat directly into the crotch of the actress Rula Lenska?
Georgie Forgey.
Which George would you find in a slightly downmarket superstore trying to flog clothes of questionable quality at affordable prices?
George Galloway.
Which George was charged with false imprisonment in 2007 after allegedly chaining a male escort to a wall in his flat as a sex slave?
George
Abstand? Is the right answer. Producer Dave's been keeping score. Producer Dave, what's the score?
Well, Lauren made it all the way through to the end, so she wins.
Congratulations, oh, wow. Lauren! Congratulations! Hi. Hooray! You're off to see... Yay! Slightly sarcastic. Anyway, you're off to see the Wombats. They're playing Alexandra Palace, 1st of October. Thank you, Lauren. That was a game of George's for St George's Day on XFM.
Thanks so much.
XFM. On Sunday, of course, the London Marathon happens in, you know, London, obviously. But, you know, that's very narrow, isn't it, London? It's narrow. It's just London. No, what we need is a global marathon. As luck would have it, the building we work in here in Leicester Square, it's where XFM comes out of, is owned by a company called Global Radio. So, running around the entire building, which, by the way, also houses Heart FM, Capital, LBC and Classic FM, among others. Running around that entire building for a global marathon right now, live on XFM, is our intern Cornelius. It's his last day with us as well. Hi, Cornelius.
Hello.
Hello. He's dressed in, well, some running gear that belongs to Dave. It doesn't fit him very well, and it hasn't been washed since Dave last used it, which is lovely. Is it comfy?
It stinks.
Great. So, this is what's going to happen. He's going to run around. Now, around this building, there are obviously security cameras, as there are in many big buildings, right? Now, we can call them up here. Engineering have given us a feed to the cameras, so we can see him running around the building. And we're going to, in true marathon style, commentate on the race as it goes off. Okay, so, it's going to happen. Right, so, Cornelius.
Yes.
Right. Round Heart, Capital, LBC and Classic. That's the route, and then straight back into us. All right?
No problem.
On the way, of course, you're going to meet presenters from other programmes. You know, by all means, you've got to do it fast, so don't stop for a chat. Right. Are you ready, Cornelius? Ready?
Yeah. Right, see
And ya. He is off, straight out of the door. I can see on the screens already, he's through the XFM office, past Ian Camfield's collection of adult magazines, just entering the stairwell now. He's, oh no, he's stuck behind a cleaner who's moving so slowly, she really has no care in the world. Look at that, he's off the stairs, he's gone past Jenny Faulkner. That'll wipe the permanent smile off her face. He's round the corner now, and he's gone into the offices of Heart FM. Oh no, hang on, he looks like he's pulling up with cramp as he rounds the corner of Jamie Theakston and Emma Bunton's Heart breakfast desk, and there they both are, Jamie Theakston and Emma Bunton, to keep him going.
Yay! Yay. Yay. Come on, Con!
No, nice leg!
Oh, it gets worse, he's hit the wall. No, he's literally walked into the wall of Capital FM. He's gone round the corner. He really should have been watching where he was going. And there he is. Look, there's Capital breakfast presenter Dave Berry on hand to cheer him every step of the way.
Get those puny legs moving, Cornelius. Don't you dare let me down, Cornelius. Go on, Cornwall.
And he's off again. He's finished. He's just... Oh, there he is, overtaking another runner there, dressed as a witch. Where they dress up for marathons. This one's dressed as a witch. Oh, no, hang on. No, that's just Katie Hopkins. Preparing for another appearance on LBC. And he's just reaching the Classic FM straight, which coincidentally is Ali Jones' nickname. Oh, no, hang on. He's stopped. What's he doing? I can see him on the camera. Oh, right, he's squatting down. Oh, that is disgusting.
Oh, no.
He's caught short. He's doing a Paula Radcliffe. He's relieving himself right there on John Suchet's mid-morning programme on Classic FM. He's wiped. He's up and off again. He's on the final stretch. He's past Classic Gold. No one.
to talk to there. And he's back. He's approaching XFM Studios. He's coming back in the studio. He's back. It's Cornelius. Cornelius. That was amazing. What a run. I can't believe Emma Bunton says you've got nice legs. Did you hear her say that? That was amazing.
Did she?
Yeah, she said that. I should point out, of course, Cornelius was wearing a microphone, which is why you were able to hear that, obviously.
Oh, cheers to that.
The next thing you have to do, by the way, is the actual marathon on Sunday. I forgot to mention that. That was the Global Radio Building Marathon. Intern Cornelius, it's your last day. That was the last time you get to speak.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
A showbiz toss-up on the way, of course. It's along presently as the day's dreck is hauled out of the tabloids to explain itself. All the stories from the papers. But aren't stories. Spotted, Santa, spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted. Spotted producer Dave. Spotted. Spotted. Spotted intern Cornelia. Spotted. Spotted. Davina McCall. Quote, eating her way to a bikini body in just 5 weeks. Which she's doing by eating nothing but bikinis every day for a month. Based on the theory of you are what you eat, Davina says that eating the two-piece swimwears instead of food for 5 weeks will see her body become 90% cloth and gusset, leading to dramatic weight loss. So, Davina's eat your way to a bikini body. It's the are what you eat diet. It's also thought to be being followed by Piers Morgan, who seems to have eaten a large number of assholes.
XFM.
So, Cornelius, yes, you've been with us 3 months, haven't you now?
Yeah.
Three months.
Longer, yeah.
12 weeks a slave, Cornelius.
Yeah.
And what have you... Well, first of all, what have you learned?
Yeah, I've learned how to make your tea properly.
Good.
And, yeah, so really good.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've learned a lot about you, Cornelius, haven't we? We've learned that your mum once went out drinking in Tiger in Croydon and got so drunk that she came home and fell asleep face down in your hallway in a pile of her own sick.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah, we learned that about your mum, so we've also learned you do the voice of Noel Fielding, but that's just your normal voice.
Yeah,
we learned you can do an impression of Michael McIntyre. We made you do that upstairs in the canteen. You had to do the voice of Michael McIntyre to ask for breakfast, didn't you? You had to do that. Do you remember all that?
Yeah.
Well, you know how often what we do, and again, regular listeners will know this, we on a Friday, we often look back over the week, not with a quiz here, not the guest coming, but we often do we often reduce down. We say there's a podcast available, don't we? We say there's an XFM Breakfast Show podcast that is eminently available. We say that. And then we reduce the podcast down, don't we, into a minute, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, and what do we call that, Cornelius? What does producer Dave insist that we call that?
John in 60 seconds.
But what if we took your entire 3 months?
I can see where you're going.
Yeah. And we reduced that down into just 1 minute. I don't know, because your name is Cornelius, yeah, right? But for some reason you don't let anyone call you Corn, which would be the obvious thing. Yeah. Right? What do you insist on being called?
Corn.
Why? No, don't bother telling us that. Right? But what might we have called this?
Corn in 60 seconds.
Corn in 60 seconds.
Cornelius, what sort of intern are you?
Hello, John.
I like crab ladder.
Cornelius called himself intern of the year earlier.
Yeah, my mum just said that you called her a trollop on air.
Good morning, team. How are you?
This always happens.
Yeah. Well done, Cornelius. Get back in. Get your face back in.
How many weeks have you got left?
I'm not sure.
Cornelius's mum, right?
Which?
Intern Cornelius, good morning.
Good morning.
That has the voice of Noel Fielding.
How long has he got left?
A water fountain which shoots out tears of jackal.
Yes! Hugh Jackman still with us this morning, yet to throw his coffee at the intern.
Are you enjoying your internship?
Yeah, it's alright, yeah.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
And I'm going to be honest with you this morning. I have written sort of this short, you know, little show introduction that goes here, but I'm afraid you can't really hear the results of what I have written until 2016 at the earliest. And that's what happens if you get Sir John Chilcott to help you. See, because he'll probably still be ready sooner than his report into the Iraq war that he keeps missing the deadlines for. I'm sure it's a coincidence that there's a general election. Shouldn't read anything into that. Shouldn't bother reading anything into that. It's just politics.
XFM.
So here's what we do on a Friday. We bring you a week's worth of lazy PR. So this is the stuff, of course, that we get sent into our inboxes by marketing and PR companies. Now, obviously working in the media, this kind of thing happens all the time. But what unites them all, certainly the majority of them, is that they are from companies who are paid an enormous amount of money, and I mean a lot of money, by their clients to target the essential brands that will appeal to the demographic of the thing they're trying to flog. That's how PR works, right? However, what the PRs, of course, do is just take the money and then just lob it out there at anyone. Just a S-word at a wall is the phrase that springs to mind here. So on a Friday, we like to round it up for you. The laziest bits of PR we've got from PR companies that don't even know what XFM is, let alone ever listen to it. So here it comes. There's a few guests we've had this week, I think it's fair to say. For a start, here's one. The email was subject headed, look into my eyes, right? But they'd also split up the words in and to, so it wasn't even look into my eyes, we've got it right.
Yeah.
So that's for a good start, isn't it? Hi there, it says, hope you're well and having a lovely week. Again, over familiarity. I don't know who you are, I don't know who this is from, stop asking you how my week is. For the record, it's not a good one. Would you like interview time with world-renowned hypnotist Keith Barry, ahead of his UK tour.
Keith Barry, wow.
He's Keith Barry.
Yeah, get him in.
Anyway, we've not booked him. Matt, what did you get?
We also got an invite to meet the star of BBC's Outnumbered, a housewarming with actress Claire Skinner. That's happening at an optician's in Muswell Hill. what a weird press release that is.
To be fair, I like Claire Skinner, right? Fine, right? But why is she in an optician's?
Meet her in an optician's?
Why is she in an optician's?
I don't know. I can't understand it.
Just the weirdest. There's also, I rather like this as well. Breast milk ice cream was the subject. Oh, yeah. Breast milk ice cream. You can see why it piqued my interest. Hi there. This Saturday, we'll see the relaunch of Baby Gaga breast milk. Like, is that a thing? What?
Baby Gaga.
Yeah, right. I'll see what they've done, yeah. And it's breast milk ice cream in celebration of the birth of the royal baby that hasn't been born yet, for a start. So you might want to retime your weekend there. The product was relaunched to remind the Duchess of Cambridge... I'm reading this out. To remind her of the benefits of breastfeeding. Like she hasn't got people around her telling her about that already. She doesn't even have to do it herself. She's probably got a nanny's breast it's the Duchess of Cambridge. She's too posh to breastfeed.
Yeah.
So what she does...
Too posh to pump, yeah.
Exactly. And what she does, she expresses it.
Yeah.
Right? They then give it to a nanny in a cup. The nanny then has to put it in her own breast.
Yeah, inject it, I think she does, doesn't she?
Well, they put up a special slit in the top, and she actually pours it in.
Okay.
She pours it in, and then she breastfeeds the baby, the nanny, off her own teat, but with the milk of the Duchess of Cambridge.
Yeah, the and milk of human kindness.
Yeah. Anyway, they'd love for XFM to broadcast live from
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk. XFM. Josh Widdicombe.
Now we come to the point in the show where we are joined by our third kind of resident news hound in a way. Not the major news, but let's leave it for him. Please welcome Nish Kumar. Hello.
Good morning, or is it?
There's the catchphrase. It's very rare that someone gets a catchphrase so soon. Brucey had to wait 20 years, I imagine.
I've been waiting my entire life to get a catchphrase, and not one that the public picked up on. I've always wanted to engineer my own catchphrase.
Like Paul Ince, when he called himself the governor.
Yeah, exactly. I tried to force the nickname NK47 when I was at school, but it didn't really come off. Gangster rapper.
Music. Music. That rocks.